Now, more of the ITD Morning After. Live from the Casino Queen Studios, here's McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn on Team 1380.
Is Joan Baez?
That's who I would have guessed. This
is Freddie Mercury.
He's going to hurt himself. You can get a hernia if you try to sing too high. Because that comes from the loins when you go up that high. That's what stopped the Bee Gees. Inguinal hernias.
I thought they liked to do a lot of junk and maybe OD'd a little here and there and had a glass of booze to wash it down.
One of them went way early.
This is the first time we've had a song coming back from break, and I actually honestly thought it was a woman and it was a man. I know that's what we're going for, but this is the first time where I really was surprised.
That's good. Very relaxing.
That's a ukulele, isn't it?
Might be a harpsichord.
When did they start doing Hawaiian music? They filled the void left when Don Ho got a little aged.
Tiny bubbles, brother.
Yep.
What about that Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
Is he still with us?
Passed away.
Passed away.
Oh, no.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
Wow, that was a fine rendition.
Thank you.
You know, at one point in our careers, we were told, your listeners want to hear the hits, so you got to play Kanye West and hardcore rock music. And I agree, and I think that's the key.
Did we have a Jewish program director? Because it sounded like Morty.
And I agree with that. And the moves made by that gentleman that instructed us, very successful. But sometimes I think you switch it up just a little, and you play what I thought was Joan Baez, but in that case, apparently it was Queen. God, I could have sworn
that brings in the listeners.
I think it. I thought I could have sworn that was like kind of an intermission at Woodstock, coming back from commercial break, and instead it was Queen. Well, it leads us into the cat's pajamas because the cat loves androgyny more than anybody I know.
It's downright entertaining.
It's time for a look into the world of Jimmy the Cat Hayes. It's the Cat's Pajamas, brought to you by Reactor Watch on Team 1380.
I was not going to do this, but first I want to start by
the whole thing, or just this little...
It's a way to let the listeners know this is going to be strong.
I'm only doing this because I have to. I wasn't going to.
I'm straightening my paperwork, so you know I'm prepared. But there's something I have to get to that I realized I didn't include in my show prep notes for Cat's Pajamas. Apologies to Big Z.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was on his baseball show yesterday.
Called The Batting Cage. Seems like you might have forgotten the name for the third time this
week.
And
my wife told me I seemed angry on it, and I had just woken up from a nap, so I was a little groggy, not angry. So if I seemed angry at Big Z, it was just that I woke up for a nap. Plus, my dog Spreewell went into some kind of barking rage in the background. Probably didn't make for a great segment on a show, so I want to apologize to Big Z. I wasn't angry. I was just groggy.
All right.
Now,
all right.
Into the material, and it's good.
Straighten those papers.
You know, a lot of folks had predicted that the Cubs and the Brewers would be the cream of the crop in the NL Central. I don't know if you remember that.
Sure.
You read those preseason prognostications. The Cards have yet to see the Cubs, but with all the defensive and bullpen problems, you tell me that at this point the Cards don't seem like the better team than the Brewers so far, even with Albert at second base. The Brewers are a mess.
Bullpen, big problems.
And defense, big problem. And that was a problem for them last year, and they moved Braun to the outfield, and it doesn't seem like the problem has been fixed. I too, thought that the Brewers look like, on paper, one of the best teams in the Central, but it seems they have all kinds of problems. Now carrying a new respect for our three presidential candidates after their appearances on WWE, I find myself watching the proceedings with a much better perspective. Hillary gets her double-digit win in Pennsylvania yesterday. So in her victory speech, does she speak from the heart? or does she go Jim Nance? You decide.
It's a long road to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and it runs right through the heart of Pennsylvania.
I think Jim Nance wrote that. Like I said, though,
holy metal, watery grave on the bottom of Ray's Creek.
Wasn't that Jim Nance-esque?
Yes.
Like I said, the WWE appearance has really helped me relate to our three presidential candidates.
Yeah, humanized them.
And I realize that I've been working under a wrong assumption about Hillary. I was totally off base, and I'm man enough to admit it. Mm-hmm. I thought that Hillary was in this race for president for Hillary. Now I realize she's in it for all of us.
I'm in this race to fight for you. To fight for everyone who's ever been counted out. For everyone fighting to pay the grocery bills or the medical bills,
Doug,
the credit card and mortgage payments,
Doug,
and the outrageous price of gas at the pump today.
Of course, if you're driving a Festiva, it's a little cheaper to fill up with gas.
So you can vote for someone else,
South
I guess.
Carolina?
Boy. Sorry, I still have a lingering resentment from that WWE appearance.
I don't know why you would.
Nothing I hate more than getting a $100 traffic ticket, but I have to say I'm now on board with those traffic light cameras that bust you for running a red light. When I first got my ticket, I was fuming, and I was quite certain that I was innocent. But they send you a photo of your violation, and it's really pretty conclusive. If you do it, they got the goods right there for you to see. And I now have to admit that I drive a little bit more cautiously because of it.
They have a photo of you in the intersection with the light red?
Yeah.
How do you know they didn't tinker with the picture?
Yeah, yep.
They could have tinkered, but
there's also a link on many of the photos that they send along where you can go online and see the video evidence.
Oh, wow.
My wife was like, I did not do this. She got one also. It was like a two-week period. She got one, then I got one. And she's like, they're wrong. I'm going to fight it. And then she went on and found the link, and you could see. She
so
was
the
like,
Hayes family, the Hayes family doesn't pay much attention to streetlights.
Well, if
the laws don't apply to you.
Well,
I
if that was the case, Doug, we've learned. That's why I say while they're a pain, and inherently, I think there's something that's wrong about them busting you without actually busting you. But they have the evidence, and now you drive more
carefully.
There's
something wrong about them catching you breaking the law.
Well, I don't understand I disagree with that. I really do. I have no problem with it. You're breaking the law. You're breaking
the law. Well, first of all, apparently the tickets are a little bit higher in cost now because they have to pay for the system, as I understand it. So, like, the first batch of tickets are real expensive while they pay for
the
system.
But it's real simple. Just don't do it.
Well, that's true. But when you first get it, and you get this $100 ticket, and you weren't sure you did it, you're a little more angry. Some people also, you know, what if it wasn't me driving, it was my friend? There are some obvious loopholes in the system. But I agree. Overall, I think it's fine. And I have no problem. They've just put some cameras up around our condo complex on the streets. And in some parts of the country where they've done that, there have been protests that it's a violation of your privacy. For me, I say get the criminals because I'm not doing anything that I'm going to go to jail for.
Somebody's now selling some piece of plastic you can put over your license plate that makes it unreadable by those cameras.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, they installed one of those right next to Channel 4 there on Memorial Drive, which is one of the most dangerous stretches of road in all of St. Louis. There's been some horrible accidents right out there. It's where Leonard Little had his accident. But it seems like there's a bad accident out there about once a month or so. They installed one of those cameras out there, and I haven't seen any accidents lately, so maybe it's had some effect.
Most dangerous stretch of road in St. Louis, that where 40 splits just as you come into Brentwood, from the other side of Brentwood, not from the city. The 40 just splits and goes to Brentwood Boulevard, and it comes out of nowhere. Like, that highway is suddenly divided. I think it's 170 where it comes into 40. Out of nowhere, the road splits. And I think at some point that's going to be a problem. Free plug for a new restaurant in my neighborhood. Went to the West End Grill last night.
What was doing there?
Outstanding. Outstanding food. They redid the whole inside. It's really nice. And I'm told they will be keeping the kitchen open late to serve food to the likes of producer Joe, the human ashtray, and Squishy and Squashy.
Oh, my God.
You know, the few guys that like to go out there and have a taste and suddenly got to get their eat on. West End Grill on Boyle. Very nice. check it out. Sure. 609 in the Del Mar Loop. That's not 609. This would be West End Grill, and that would be Cat's Pajamas for this week.
There it is.
I get them on the InsideSTL.com.
Get them advertising?
Yeah, get them a billboard.
Mr. Joe, give them a call. We don't do billboards, but we can maybe do
an ad
banner.
What do you call them, banners?
Banner ads, yes.
Billboard, banner?
Same thing.
Doug?
What's the difference?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Oh, one's physical and on the side of a highway.
Oh, there's no computer lingo for a billboard. A billboard is still just a billboard.
Yes, Chris?
Yeah, just letting you know, my neighbor was out in his driveway the other day, found out it's illegal to have those license plate covers on in Illinois now.
What about the state of Missouri, the show-me state?
I don't live in Missouri. I couldn't tell you.
Nice. Well, it seemed like they should be illegal, the only purpose being to break the law. It seems like those radar detectors.
They're not illegal, are they?
They should be. The sole purpose of it is to help you break the law.
Oh, no, I have one just because I enjoy the radar patterns. Oh, here's another radar area. Interesting, because there was one 5 miles back, and I make a graph out of it. I'm not trying to break the law.
So for graphing purposes, yeah. You think they should be allowed?
Yeah, I'm not trying to break the law. I just find the patterns interesting.
Well, at first that sounds ludicrous, but now, yeah, that makes sense.
You keep graph paper right there in your car?
Sure do.
Sounds hazardous.
Got a protractor as well.
Yes, Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, love the phone call.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Mythbusters had a whole production on those license plate covers, and there's a spray out there. Said none of that works.
So there's nothing you can do anyway?
Nothing you could do, whether you put the license plate, that little plastic cover. Somebody invented a spray, supposedly. Doesn't work either.
Brian, thank you so much.
Egg, you get these Mythbusters on the phone. I want to have a few questions for these Mythbusters.
Figure it out. I really have no problem with the stoplight cameras. Honest to God, I really don't.
Do you know people that do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't either.
Producer
Joe does. Come in here. Producer Joe, come in here.
The only way you could have a problem with it is if you think you ought to be able to run red lights when no one's looking.
I think when you get the ticket, you're fuming.
There's some, I think, that considered it an invasion of privacy. I don't understand how, and I'm open to hearing that argument from someone that might be capable of making it. For now, I'll listen to Joe.
I honestly don't care for them. I got caught, and
that's
why you don't care for them, because you got caught. I did, and it was stupid, too, because I understand the fact that...
This is stupid. I got caught.
Honestly, man, I got mine going south on Kings Highway.
Why do you have a problem with it?
Why? Because I don't think it's
why?
Legit.
Like curious. Well, we didn't realize we were going to...
I don't think
that was a delay tactic.
I don't think you should get in trouble for... Unless you get caught by a person. Honestly.
That's some people say, unless the cop busts you in the act, it's not a legitimate bust.
When a lot of fatal accidents happen at intersections, there doesn't happen to be a policeman standing right there. Man, that's just survival of the fittest.
Clip that off. You've put life into context for me. You are like Obi-Wan Kenobi. You are wise.
Man, you're going to die one way or another, Doug. Just population control.
Yeah, so therefore, don't put the cameras on.
Let me ask you this.
Seriously, it's
laziness. When you got the ticket in the mail, were you think, I did not do
no,
it?
No, I refused to pay it. I talked to a couple different attorneys. There's nothing they can do. They can't put
attorneys. Look at this.
Yeah, they can't put out a warrant for your arrest. They can't do anything to you.
Producer Joe's advocating not paying the ticket.
Whoa. Why?
Because
it's illegal to give you a ticket for
there's nothing that they can do. Zero. It's not going to go on your record. You don't get any points. They can't do anything to you.
Is this different than if someone actually pulled you over running a red light?
Much different.
Why?
I don't know. I talked to two different attorneys about it, though.
That would be a big news flash that you don't have to pay tickets to begin.
The Riverfront Times when we were in spring training did a big thing about it.
I think you're wrong.
Doug, you might want to tip off that Steve Shamraz to this piece.
What attorneys? Did you go to the law firm of Squishy and Squashy? Because they're not the most reputable.
Nah, I talked to two different attorneys about it. Nothing they can really do. That's it.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, what attorney? I mean,
he's
like legitimate guy. Anybody I would know?
Yes.
Okay.
Two people that you would know.
I don't believe that they can't enforce the ticket that they got from the photo thing.
Can't do anything, man.
Can attorneys call in?
We have a full board of phone calls.
I don't believe that. That's accurate.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and see if there's any legitimacy to producer Joe. We never really got a reason why he didn't like it outside of
survival of the fittest. That's your reason.
Just called it stupid. It was like a foreshadowing to my days as a parent when I'm going to tell my son not to do something, and he'll say why, and they'll just this is just stupid.
Joe was on the debating team in college.
It was like Lincoln Douglas in here.
Today's topic, nature versus nurture. Producer Joe, where do you stand? It's stupid. You win.
That's what we'll talk about next on the ITD Morning After Team 13A. Quick commercial break. Your phone calls next on the stoplight ticket camera deals.